When the government started bailing out companies, many executives continued using their corporate jets, a symbol of money and power, and for many, simply the way to get around. The public was outraged. Remember when auto executives flew their jets to Washington to beg for money? That and the rotten economy have prompted companies to pare back their use of corporate jets. Now, the industry that makes them is in a tailspin. Frank Morris of member station KCUR visited a city at the center of small airplane manufacturing and sent this report.
Wichita, Kansas is just as flat and windswept as you might expect, but that's not the main thing about it.
This is the air capital.
Carl Brewer is the mayor here.
There is not an airport in the world that doesn't have an aircraft that the city of Wichita and its workers have not touched.
In fact, Wichita builds more aircraft than any other city on Earth. Companies here specialize in propeller-driven craft and smaller corporate jets, like the ones on display in the Cessna showroom.
We're looking at the Citation XLS Plus, which is our midsize business jet, which has a stand-up cabin. It's priced at just over $10 million.
Jack Pelton, the chairman, president, and CEO here, loves this model. It's their top-selling jet. And this time last year, the backlog stretched almost 3 years. But then, in October, at the big industry convention, Pelton felt the earth shift beneath his feet.
I was in Orlando, Florida, in our Cessna display and booth on the last day of the convention. It has three mock-ups in it. It's got a huge Jumbotron-type display. Standing there feeling like the loneliest man on the planet. You know, the traffic just was not there.
In fact, the use of business jets like the Cessna Citation coming in fell off a massive 20%. New orders ceased. When customers called, it was to cancel or delay purchases. Cessna cut 4,600 people, a third of its workforce. Then a PR problem jumped up to pummel the industry.
The man boarding this $36 million private luxury jet at the Detroit airport is the CEO of General Motors, Rick Wagoner, on his way to Washington to cry poor.
That report on ABC News was one of many.
It's an easy target. It's an easy populist soundbite. It was a flashpoint when the Detroit CEOs showed up with their hands out begging for money in big jets.
Charles Mayer runs the marketing department at Hawker Beechcraft, another jet producer.
It sent a wrong message. It made us groan.
Customers groaned, too. Mayer says some delayed purchases, fearing bad publicity. That, in turn, crimped cash flow and sparked further cuts on the production floor.
I need to cut costs today, immediately. There's only one place, unfortunately, that has an immediate impact, and that's workers.
This trailer park on the edge of town seems a long way from Wichita's palatial jet showrooms, but like the rest of the city, it's related. Kevin Bell lives here with his daughter, granddaughter, and chronically ill wife. He's one of more than 2,000 workers cut from Hawker Beechcraft.
I'm a 55-year-old fat man. What am I going to do? If they're laying off, where am I going to find work at my age?
All told, Wichita aviation companies are laying off at least 9,000 people. The fallout from those cuts could cost this city another 25,000 jobs and leave guys like Bell pretty much out of luck.
I can't see past the next set of bills that comes due. Shoot, I can't see past the end of my driveway anymore. I don't know what to do.
We're gearing up to take care of the people we have to take care of.
Pat Hanrahan runs the United Way here. He's setting up a one-stop center to help displaced workers plug into social services and job training. He's done it before.
Not new. Wichita is cyclical in the aircraft industry. United Way actually was the creator of this laid-off workers concept back in 1983, did it again in the 1993 time frame, and then certainly after 9/11.
Meanwhile, the city is bracing for a plunge in tax revenue that it knows is coming, but it's also looking past the crisis. On a cool, clear, early morning, workers are laying the foundation for a $40 million Aviation Vo-Tech training center. It may sound crazy to pour money into training new airplane factory workers when thousands sit idle, but not to Mayor Carl Brewer. He says the school will help Wichita hang on to and develop its skilled workforce. That way, when the world comes looking for business planes again, Wichita will still be ready to produce them. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.